here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, the captain of the ship called ATN. And let me tell you, I'm about to navigate some pretty rough waters. No matter how you slice it, man, Florida's going to get something. If it's not inches and inches of rain, then it could be worse. Maybe it'll be a hurricane with 100-mile-an-hour winds. Regardless, Isaac is getting a lot of play, and right now Isaac is just little itty-bitty, sort of, a tropical storm slamming toward Turks and Caicos and a few other cool islands. But ultimately, it won't be so cool if it slams into the Gulf or into Florida with any kind of force. The timing couldn't be worse, and that's why a lot of people on edge, even though they claim they're not in Tampa and in Florida, because of the timing of the Republican convention. You have 70,000 more people that will be in Tampa, St. Pete, as this storm of some sort approaches, could hit landfall by Tuesday. That's not lost on the governor, Rick Scott. He feels quite sure that the state can handle it. Take a listen.
These officials have been working together to plan the convention for the past 18 months. The possibility for a hurricane has been part of that planning process. I know for a lot of people the most important thing is the Republican National Convention, but, you know, this could hit, you know, right now the Keys, you know, Miami could hit, you know, Pensacola. I mean, there's all these different tracks. So our job is to get everybody ready right now. Obviously, we're hoping Isaac doesn't hit Florida, but we must take every precaution. Local teams will make the evacuation plans for their areas depending on what happens. The convention will make its own decision. But the goal is with this by having everybody together, we'll have the same information so we can coordinate our efforts and work together.
All right, working together, that's what it's all about. So we'll see if the eye misses. And, you know, at this point, it's all about weather updates, and we're tracking Isaac, and we'll track Isaac for days. The conversation over the weather certainly will not be quelled. Speaking of being quelled, what's very strange, and I hate to even give this any airtime here on America Tonight, but I'm going to do it anyway. The Red Devil, you know who he is, the smart-faced nut that went into the theater in Aurora, Colorado, and decided to ruin lots of lives. Prosecutors are saying that the shooter, the suspect anyway, made threats, was banned from campus before the massacre. Now, here's the thing, and this is the question that everybody has to start asking themselves. Were these warning signs, these red flags, just simply missed? Could this have been prevented? Now when we have mass shootings in this country, and let me be the first to say I hope we don't have any more, although that's naive, I know we will. And we see what's happened this past summer. And then you hear the stories, well, yeah, I knew he was twisted. I heard him make threats before. He threw the coffee pot in the break room and it shattered into a million pieces and people thought he was off his rocker. I mean, whatever. I'm just throwing things out. But in the case of Holmes, James Holmes, he made serious threats. Even a psychiatrist said that she went to people on campus to talk about him and nobody did anything. Is there something you're supposed to do when you see red flags? I mean, are we going to all start looking at each other differently? You know, that I hate to say it, but it's so true. Guarantee, and you're all lying to me, if you've worked anywhere and you have not heard this expression, there's somebody's seems a little off that you work with, and somebody will say, "Whoa, who's going to go postal here? I know who it's going to be." I mean, that was a very popular expression for a long time, sadly, because of shootings at post offices of postal workers that did lose it, that they lost their stuff. So this former graduate student in this, you know, accused in this mass shooting, we know the evidence is there, He failed a bunch of exams before the rampage. He made massive threats. He was banned from college. And the University of Colorado trotted out a spokesperson to say that he was banned from the campus, but, you know, they did a criminal background check before that attack. What? Yeah, we kicked him off the campus, and, you know, his psychiatrist thought he was had a good chance to go nuts, and we didn't tell anyone about that. And the spokesperson is saying, well, you know, I have a there's a court gag order, so we can't discuss who requested the check and who performed it and who saw the results. We can't give you all that information. We just know that there was one that was done. The campus police chief said that there was a background check that they did, but that it was only a minor infraction thing that was on his record. That's it. So here he was stockpiling ammunition, body armor, explosives, you name it. He had it. He was flunking out of school. He was flunking out of school. So he wasn't happy with what was going on in his life. But the key thing here is I don't care what his motivations are actually now. I just care that were there a lot of people or even a handful of people that saw clearly this guy was nuts, he was a kook, and he had the possibility of flaming out and hurting people that he didn't even know. Was he capable of that? I mean, what were the nature of the threats? That's what I want to know. What was he threatening? Was he threatening that he was going to kill people? Was that part of what he said? Did he vocalize that? I hate to say what we probably will find as this continues to go on and they dig further and further and further and find out more about what was happening on that college campus. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm sure the University of Colorado, they don't want any fishing expeditions. They don't want any more attachment to him. This guy killed 12 people and he wounded 58, some of them paralyzed, in that shooting at that Batman movie in July. They don't want big connections to him. And they want that, you know, the prosecutors say they need the notebook that has all the descriptions of the attack because that notebook was in a package that he sent to his psychiatrist. But right now they're claiming that the notebook is protected by doctor-patient relationship. So, do you think that this is an exception? And if there's a legitimate threat, that's when you can break that doctor-patient relationship. You can see he stares kind of blankly. He looks at the judge. He shows no remorse or any of that kind of stuff. But the red flags, is that going to become something in the future that people are going to be accused of ignoring warning signs where they could have said something and prevented a terrible disaster? Is it even fair to put that on anyone's shoulders? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're turning over the record next.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
All right, so the question, my friends, is if you know that somebody is losing it, is it your job to report it? Should you, if you see something that just isn't right, is it your job to say something? Oh, can you imagine? We'd all be reporting on each other. I mean, I don't know how you can do that. I don't know how you can for sure say, oh, I knew. You know, you always hear that afterwards. I knew. I could tell by what I saw. I'm going to say, no, you did not know. And I think the University of Colorado, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to go after them and say that they had information, including that notebook, and when did the notebook come in, and all kinds of things, and that psychiatrist should have said something, should have been more vocal about it. They're going to have some problems, whether the lawsuits get dismissed or not. Guarantee they're going to be named in a few lawsuits for sure. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, and a Baptist minister. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a little contest to see who is the best at their job. So the Catholic priest went into the woods and he found a bear and he preached to the bear and he sprinkled the bear with holy water and he left. So he confided to the boys later on. He says, yep, he says his first communion will be this Sunday. So the Baptist minister said, well, I also met a bear. He said, I preached to him the word of God and he was so mesmerized he allowed me to baptize him down by the stream. And both, wow, you know. So they looked down at the rabbi in his hospital bed, and they said, Abraham, what happened? He says, I think I should have started with something besides circumcision.
But I'm bummed. That's good. You get a 10 for that one. That's good.
Here's another one for you. Young man went before a judge to have his name changed, and he says, I'd like to have my name changed to John. Blah, blah. And he says, well, okay, we could do that. We don't see any impediment. He says, what was your name before? He says, "Dog meat. My father was a biker."
Excellent. I like your offerings. Good job. Good stuff, Dan. You made us laugh.
I know what you talk about when you know people look at you like you're a little bit demented.
Right.
I mean, you know, I sometimes got those looks in my life because, like, whenever the circus would come to town, we'd all go out to help put up the tents and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, being cross-eyed, they'd never let me swing the hammer. I always had to hold the stake.
No one ever reported you, though, so it all worked
out
okay.
Well, no one just gave me funny looks. Like, no, don't you give him that hammer.
Oh, touche. Touche. You got me good on that one. That's good, Dan. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, to his point, even though it's a little cockeyed, if you know what I mean, the idea of where do you draw the line between thinking something's wrong and I should say something, and what are you doing, calling the police? Call up the police and say, hey, by the way, you know, the guy lives four doors down to me. Something's just not all right with him. You know what they'll say? Well, if something happens, file a police report. It's like the stalker thing. They now have some stalker laws on the books, but, boy, it was very hard to go after people because you thought they were something was going to happen and you could tell, and then there were things that they would approach or whatever. And not until a few people got killed and some really strange things happened did some of those laws start to change. But I definitely think the psychiatrist is going to pay for knowing homes, because people really want to know everything. They want to know what she knew, what he said, was there indications, did he specifically say anything, and how do you know if somebody's not just saying crazy things and has no intention of doing something that is so shocking and heinous that you would hardly believe what's happening. All right, I can hardly believe this. I have to make sure that I get this in. I don't know why I keep forgetting this, because I think it's such a good deal. If you notice, and we mentioned it, I think, once on the show this week, Rosie O'Donnell had a heart attack, and people are talking about that. She was helping someone in a parking lot, didn't feel right, boom, goes to the hospital. They tell her, yeah, that's the part of the heart, the widowmaker, you would have been dead. Get a stent put in. Now she is the Pied Piper of telling people about knowing the signs of a heart attack because of the huge scare that she had. We've been talking about hearts, and I'm on that heart campaign rampage because I know how deadly it can be. I've said this before. I never met my grandfather. He died before he was 40. He had a heart attack, so he left a big hole in my grandmother's life and father's and aunt's, because he wasn't around for them. You know, nobody knows when their expiration date is, let's face it. But there are certainly things that you could do to put yourself in a better position to have a healthy heart. And the thing that I like is Extendivite. Don Wiskin has a great story. And if you haven't heard the story, I've talked to him a zillion times on the air. Do yourself a favor, if nothing else, go to read his story, because you'll be blown away by it. Yep. Go to heartdrop.com. Sad, his brother, his father, his mother, he took that walk into the hospital. He had heart problems, and he was a roofer and said, you know, no more. I got to think of something else, because this isn't working for me. Not working for me. So Rosie O'Donnell is one of those people now that's a believer, too. She felt nauseous. She had aches. She had other things happening. She took a few aspirins, saw their cardiologists, and lo and behold, her coronary, easy for me to say, artery, one of them anyway, was blocked, 99% blocked, and they had to put the stent in. Very lucky to be alive. So don't put yourself in that situation. Walk around the block a few times. Go to heartdrop.com and check out their story. Because we've been doing this heart thing, and I talked to Babs, she's the other half of Don Wiskin, about if people are calling up, listeners, because they're sending me letters, and they're saying how some of them that have now gotten on it say what a difference it's made in their cholesterol numbers and whatnot. You know, will you cut them some kind of a deal? And since we all hate shipping charges, that's exactly what they've done. They're waiving the shipping charges. So how cool is that? I was surprised. 65, you can get either 4 month supply of the liquid or the capsules, which is what I take, for 65 each. No shipping till the end of August. Yeah, no shipping charges. That's a great deal. Because the shipping, for some reason, the shipping is the thing none of us want to pay. It's too much. The shipping is always, always too much, right? Because they tax so much extra on to it. But Extendivite's flying out of their warehouse, and I'm a big believer. It's been almost 6 months, I think, for me. Almost 6 months since the end of the beginning of May. It's been since the beginning of May, and a difference in those numbers. It's drastic. I just send people links now in my own personal life. Get this stuff. Just get it. For people that I'm concerned about with their numbers rising or their stress level that's off the charts. Let me give you a few quick odds and ends, including this one, and I love this story. I'm going to say this is, it's a feel-good story because it was so bloody sad. You imagine you're canoeing with your friends. You go on a zip line that just happens to be out there. The next thing you know, you're in a hospital and you have this flesh-eating bacteria and you're losing limbs. Every day, it seems, you're losing a limb. You're not expected to even survive. At one point, somehow, miraculously, you do. You survive the whole ordeal. And you get to go home, but you get to go home much different than before. 3 months in the hospital, a rehab stint, and a few other things that are massively life-changing in losing important limbs. You lose after that gash in your leg. You lose hands, left leg, and right foot. All were amputated. Hands. No hands. Left leg. Right foot. Ugh. Amy Copeland, thank goodness, a strong 24-year-old, is now back home and actually doing pretty good. Stay with us.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great weekend. Some of you are into the weekend right now, enjoying yourself, as others are getting ready. Because, you know, it's a topsy-turvy world. We work different hours. No, nothing is uniform. It's never Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or is it? I guess there is a few people that still work those hours, but not that many. I wonder how many people in this audience have had jobs like that. My whole life, I think about it, I don't think I've ever had a job like that. I'm going to have to think a little bit more, but I don't think I've ever had a just a normal, what I would call normal hours, 8 to 5, with that lunch in between. You know, the Flintstone days are over, where they blew the whistle and everybody runs out. I think with virtual working and things as far as third shift and other hours in between and job sharing, a lot of that's going to go by the wayside. And some of it's good, because the creative job sharing thing can be pretty good. I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but anyway, let's toss that to the side for a second. This is one of those stories that I heard about during the day, and you don't really know whether to just laugh or to just cry over it, because I can't imagine. Here's the thing. You're a father, you're a mother, you got a kid, you both have to work, whatever the circumstance. Or maybe you're part of those hours I said are all over the map. Maybe you just have to work a little bit, so you have to do the daycare thing only, you know, a couple days a week. Well, you have some daycare workers who, it wasn't cockfighting, it wasn't dogfighting, it was toddler fighting in Delaware, in Dover, Delaware. Police say they had a cell phone video, the evidence, with yells and screams in the background and the kid saying, "He pinched me," before a daycare person says, "No pinching, only punching." So one of the kids is crying. One doesn't want to keep going on. He's pushed back into the ring, into the fray, and told to fight again. They must have been betting on this. And it was three women. So there were three women of different ages. The kingpin, or the idea person, it seems, is this Lisa Parker, who's 47. Then you have two others young, Estefan Myers, who's 21, and Tiana Harris, I got to say their names on the air, 21 and 19. And they're all charged with assault, reckless endangerment, conspiracy, endangering the welfare of a child. And they were released. They each put up 10 grand. And that's, you know, so they were released. But what does that say? What does this say about this daycare? We're talking about not vetting your people or vetting your people and not having any idea that they were capable of this. Are you kidding me with the kids fighting kids thing? That ridiculous. I mean, really? How old were they? They were toddlers. Toddlers. And what possibly the parents, what possibly relief could they get from this? Except for that luckily they got caught. They got caught. So that was the whole idea. They were ordering the kids, because they must have been bored at what they were doing, to fight each other so they could watch and they could take pictures of it. Oh, man. The worst. The worst. This is, you know, Dover, Delaware, stone's throw away from Philadelphia. I'd say, you know what, for those three ladies who I purposely said their names, they should be out there. I think we got to take all three of them, tie them up, and put them in our dungeon. So, Donovan Madsen, will you escort the ladies to their new viewing room?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I like this. The man down under, my favorite man from Australia, says, such wonderful women. And people say we need gun control. Yeah. I mean, really. And they were kids. Highlight ass. How old? 2, 3 years old. They were 3-year-old kids. They were young. And it's just crazy. Like Rock'em Sock'em Robots for children. The parents must, wow, they must be beside themselves. Imagine any kind of phone call where, you know, I'm sorry, we got to inform you and your child, da, 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 da. But what you're probably, what is your mind thinking with all the sick, twisted things that have happened? It's not good no matter what. But then you find out, yeah, just so you know, we're going to, you know, I think we should take, your child should go to a psychologist because they've been part of this child fighting ring. And that's what it is, because they're babies. They don't know. So it's not the dancing baby on Ally McBeal. It's the real thing. It's kids fighting kids, but not big kids, not a back alley brawl, not a pop in the chest or the head or whatever. It's not that, not a sports argument. It's kids, toddlers, babies who have no idea. That's why it was funny to them, because they're just pushing them into the circle and telling them to fight. Man, just absolutely awful. All right, we got to do something to redeem ourselves as we're mixing in different kinds of things here. And I say redeem ourselves because we got to tell you some good news. It can't be all negative, for goodness sake. Really, it's just so dreary. No, we got something good to tell you. As somebody who is dying to go marlin fishing, you know, I've done off the Cape, off the coast of Cape May, New Jersey, I've done blue fishing, but I've never been marlin fishing. And boy, would I love to go marlin fishing. Seriously. I always see those, the big giant marlins on walls mounted, and I think, man, what would it be like to reel one of them in? What would that be like? And somebody has done it. A woman in a fishing tournament in Hawaii, a 12-foot marlin. You know how long it took her to reel in a 12? How long does it take you to reel in a 12-foot marlin? For all of you who fish, what would you even just have a guess? 12-foot marlin. Do. If you were thinking 4 hours, you are correct. She did win. I mean, she did get the Marlin in the boat. Half a ton. 28-year-old Molly Palmer is the one who did it. 5 feet 9 inches. 5 foot 9. How about that? So it's the Big Island Invitational Marlin Tournament. And the tournament runs on an honor system. So Palmer, her captain, crewmates put up $9,000 to enter last week. And lo and behold, she pulls in that giant fish. She says, I came here to catch fish, and that's just what we were there to do. She handled the fish. How cool is that? But here's the deal. She needed, because this fish was really practically pulling her in the water, she needed help in pulling the fish on. So with this tournament, she would have won, but she couldn't do it herself, so she was honest and talked about the fact that the crew helped her. So she says, look, I didn't want to set a world record. I don't even care about the money. I came here to catch a fish, and that's what I just did. So the fish weighed 1,022.5 pounds. That is well over previous records. Scary when you see the fish. I mean, this fish was giant. Giant. They saw it jumping to free itself from the line after it was hooked, and then it's a battle. Then you are locked in, and you are battling this fish. I think that's a great story. I think it's a great story that she was able to practically reel it in by herself. She didn't reel it all the way in, but that fish was a huge fish by anybody's standards, and she has that ultimate now. She has that ultimate souvenir. Where would she mount it, though? That's the thing. I would love to go marlin fishing, but if I did catch anything, where am I going to mount that marlin? Oh, that sounded bad. Where are we going to put on the wall that marlin? Where is that going to go on the wall? It's tough. It would be tough to find it so that it looked right, and I can imagine my friends coming over. Yeah, I caught that marlin. It only took me 8 hours because I figure she seemed like she could do it, so I'll multiply her hours and give me extras. I'm going to say, for me, that would probably be an 8-hour job. Lance Armstrong, has he been jobbed? Or is he the one who jobbed everybody else? The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency chief is going to ban Lance Armstrong from cycling for life and take away 7 Tour de France titles after Armstrong says he's dropping the fight against the charges. He was fighting it, and this last go around, and then with this information, he says he's not going to do it. Here's what's interesting. When the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced that, they also announced that they're going to drop fraud charges against cyclist Floyd Landis, who supposedly had information on Lance Armstrong. Stay tuned. Coming up, you're going to love our next guest, Richard Jaffe, an attorney who is fighting for justice for several people who were unfairly on death row. The key here is it was back in the 30s. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wow, I can hardly stand it. I am very excited about our next guest. You know that we've talked about this so often on America Tonight. When we talk about the death penalty and when we talk about what happens to death row inmates who were wrongfully convicted, but did they get spared? And how often have we seen that it's been quite the opposite, except for with the district attorney in Dallas, Texas, and how he's been vigilant and really tore down a lot of walls in this area. So we've got criminal defense attorney Richard Jaffe with us. He's the author of a new book called Quest for Justice, Defending the Damned. And here's the deal with Richard. He is the only attorney in America to, check this out, have served as the lead trial counsel in three exonerations of previously convicted death row inmates. Now, this is what he's trying to do. This is the quest for justice part of this, for the wrongfully accused. He's part of a group of lawyers that are trying to get pardons for eight of the nine remaining Scottsboro boys whose names, you remember the story, have yet to be cleared after being wrongly convicted of raping two white women back in 1931. Richard, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So before we dive into the Scottsboro boys, tell me what that was like, that process to be the lead guy and then to have those exonerations after everything that you went through with the three death row inmates. The day that that happened, what, did it feel like a giant weight was lifted off your back? I don't want to put words in your mouth. What was it like for you?
Well, each of those trials, Kate, were, in a way, labors of love, and they happened over many, many years.
Yeah.
Actually, the first one occurred in 1978 when I was appointed against my will, and that person, Bo Cochran, was on death row for 19 years until we were able to prove his innocence in 1997, and a jury acquitted him in 45 minutes. And the other two, one happened in 1997 again, and another happened in 2001. So obviously, you know, in a 36-year career, and I've represented probably more death penalty people at trial than any lawyer in the country, you know, it's obviously one of the most fulfilling and satisfying missions I've ever accomplished.
So that happens for you. Then you go back and decide to look at the Scottsboro Boys. How did you get involved in this?
Well, that fell in my lap, Cade. I have being from Alabama and not far from the Scottsboro and Decatur, where the last trials were held, I have studied that case for years and understood that it was really no different than To Kill a Mockingbird, which is fictional, also by Harper Lee from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And Scottsboro, but really happened. And instead of one person who was of color being convicted fictitially in To Kill a Mockingbird, because the word of a white woman who had no credibility, who was clearly lying, had to be accepted over the word of a black man who was clearly innocent. In the Scottsboro Boys, it was worse, and it was nine people. So I like to say the Scottsboro situation is nine times To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. The roadblocks that you must have already encountered and that you're continuing to encounter had to be pretty, I'd say, pretty tall. Is it tough tearing this whole thing apart and going backwards, especially when you look at the date?
I'm not sure it is, in the sense that the records have been preserved and there's so many books and movies and documentaries on it. They're really not that many roadblocks to it, I don't think. The real question is, the governor here in our state is basically raising the question of whether he has that authority to actually pardon and exonerate these eight men. We have researched it ourselves. We believe he does, and the legislature also has some similar authority. So we think eventually it's going to happen. It's a blemish on Alabama. And it's a dark spot in our history and the history of civil rights. By the way, this ignited the civil rights movement, many say. So I think in the end we'll accomplish this.
What about the families of the Scottsboro Boys? Have you heard from them on this?
No, I'm not sure there are that many survivors left. It happened so long. There could
be.
But this is really came to me from the Scottsboro Museum in Scottsboro, where the curator Sheila Washington drafted a petition to the governor of the state of Alabama, and then I got involved along with John Mays and other lawyers and legislators on a level of trying to push this through from a state and national level.
Yeah. Why did you I understand the how you've gotten involved, and as you mentioned, the case that you did before, but why did you get involved in this? It drops in your lap, so to speak, but what is it about this that has had you just going strong at it and digging up all the information?
Well, it's history, and again, it is a terrible blight on Alabama. We have a tough enough image with respect to what I consider to be unfair and tough immigration laws, toughest in the country. We have all the civil rights blemishes, people that have never been to the Deep South that don't realize that there's a lot here. And, you know, it makes us look pretty bad. And this is one way of curing a wrong. And that's what justice is all about, and that's what America is all about.
I like that. That's what America is all about. So in working to see, as you said, the governor's not sure if really he can do that, but you've dug up the information, and you say that it should be able to happen, that, you know, because he can correct this injustice, and it's long overdue. How long are we talking about till you see this final roadblock, you know, over with? Any time in the near future?
Well, that's a great question, because I've been involved in this only about 2 weeks, and the petition's only been there for about that long or a little less. I think this can happen. I think this can happen within the next few months. And the legislature certainly could do it next year. But I would like to see both the governor and the legislature do the right thing. It happened in Colorado where a prosecutor, Bill Ritter, who became the governor, found that a man, this is in my book, Quest for Justice, Defending the Dam, where they found that a man had an IQ of 39 who ate ice cream before he was executed, and the real killer confessed and did not even know him. Bill Ritter, the governor of Colorado, last year pardoned and exonerated and apologized to Joseph Arritti, the person who was wrongfully executed.
Yeah.
This has also, I think, happened in other places. I'm not going to say it happened in Texas because I don't know that it did, but it certainly happened before, and it can happen in Alabama, and it should.
Yeah. Yeah, and the book, it's getting attention. People are paying attention. Like you said, movies and other things have been done as far as the Scottsboro Boys. I think a lot of people know the story, and maybe that helps. Do you think that helps your situation?
Yeah, I do, and you're right. A lot of people do know the story, but a lot of people don't. Even myself, being from Alabama, I never knew the real story until I got shocked after reading so many books and seeing movies and documentaries and realizing that To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the greatest books ever written, really did happen here. Where it was, in fact, two of the accusers in the Scottsboro case, two of the women, one of those women to completely recanted her testimony and said she was lying and made the whole thing up. I mean, it's beyond the pale that this wrong can't be adjusted and fixed and righted. And that's what really needs to be done, because justice is on trial every day in America, in every courtroom. And historically, when we know something's wrong and we can correct it to the extent we can, we should.
Yeah. You mentioned that because it's been so long ago, there's no connection to the families. But what about other people in Alabama who have heard about what's going on? Are they giving you the thumbs up on this?
Yeah, they really are. The Birmingham News, immediately, as soon as I called them, they wrote a story in 3 days. The Associated Press here in Alabama picked it up quickly, and it's getting a lot of groundswell support. I've got a meeting in my office with a whole group of people, authors, lawyers, and a couple of legislatures next week. So, yeah, it's picking up very, very, very quickly, and I do believe it's going to happen, Kate.
All right, Richard Jaffe, good luck with all that. I hope it happens soon, rather than later, but I bet you it will. Quest for Justice, Defending the Dam. Pick up the book, read it. It's a great story. Thanks so much, Richard, for coming on the show.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.